Hare Krishna, thank you very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam among devotees. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Shrinvatam Swakataha Krishnaha Punyashravana Kirtanam Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Sufrushyatam Nashtaprayeshu Swabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2. Text number 20 and 21, correct? 20 and 21. Because 20 there is no purport, so we have to read 21 together. Shri Shuka Uvacha Tayevam Suvinirniya Dharmam Bhagavatam Ripa Tam Yamya Pashan Nimuchya Vipram Rutyor Amu Muchan. Text number 21. Iti Pratyu Dita Yamya Duta Yatva Yamantikam Yamaragne Yatha Sarvam Achachakshur Arindama Iti Pratyudita Yamya Duta Yatva Yamantikam Yamaragne Yatha Sarvam Achachakshur Arindama Iti Pratyudita Yamya Duta Yatva Yamantikam Yamaragne Yatha Sarvam Achachakshur Arindama. Word by word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Iti thus pratyuditaha having been replied to by the order carriers of Vishnu yamyaha the servants of Yamaraja dutaha the messengers yatva going yama antikam to the abode of Lord Yamaraja. Yama Rajne unto King Yamaraja. Yatha duly Sarvam everything. Achachakshuhu informed in full detail. Arindama O subduer of the enemies. Translation. My dear Maharaja Parikshit, O subduer of all enemies, after the servants of Yamaraja had been answered by the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, they went to Yamaraja and explained to him everything that had happened. Kindly repeat. My dear Maharaja Parikshit, O subduer of all enemies. After the servants of Yamaraja had been answered by the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, they went to Yamaraja and explained to him everything that had happened. Purport. In this verse, the word Pratyuditaha is very significant. The servants of Yamaraja are so powerful that they can never be hindered anywhere, but this time they were baffled and disappointed in their attempt to take away a man they considered sinful. Therefore, they immediately returned to Yamaraja and described to him everything that had happened. The name of the chapter is Ajamila Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. This Ajamila story is very important and a very great example for devotees to understand, and that is why Srila Prabhupada and his BBT got this particular episode printed as a separate book by itself, which we do distribution of books, called The Second Chance. That means you can independently read this book and come up to the Bhakti Yoga and Perfect Our Lives. So Prabhupada got it printed. It's a amazing story, great story, which gives us some understanding about the glories of the holy name and the power of the glory name, the compassion, the mercy of the holy name. It's very, very difficult to comprehend the power of the holy name and the mercy of the holy names, but through this Srimad Bhagavatam and this story of Ajamila, it is not just a story, it is a fact that it happened in the history. We get some understanding and it increases our faith on the holy names. Last many weeks, devotees, you must have been discussing about the glories of the holy name. However, in today's verse, Prabhupada has stressed on something very, very important word, and that word is Pratyuditaha. Srila Prabhupada says in this verse the word Pratyuditaha is very significant. The Yamadhutas, the servants of Yama, or the soldiers of Yama, in the organization structure of Krishna in the material world, there is a specific department. Like we have police department here in this world, so in the entire material world, in the Brahmanda, we have this department of Yama and his assistants and soldiers. It's a big department. They have this responsibility, and when you have the responsibility, you have the power also. Along with the powers come responsibility. They are interlinked. They're very powerful department, most powerful department actually. Anybody who makes any sin, they are arrested and they are punished by this department. So they had never experienced that there is somebody more powerful than their department. Anywhere they go, they are very powerful. They just catch somebody is a sinner, and they see as per their record, their lifespan is finished. They catch hold of that soul and they drag him out of the body and take him to their Yamaloka. And there are many, many gates of different hellish punishments, and each sin the soul is taken to that particular section, and then there he is punished accordingly. And in the past many, many shlokas, so సో మెనీ సిన్స్ వర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ హౌ సంబడీ కెన్ యు నో హ్యావ్ ఇలిసిట్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ది వైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ గురు ఆర్ సంబడీ కెన్ బి మీట్ ఈటర్ సంబడీ కెన్ బి యు నో ఇంటాక్సికెంట్ సంబడీ ఎ మర్డరర్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సిన్స్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టేకన్ బై దిస్ డిపార్ట్మెంట్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ నెవర్ స్టాప్డ్ నోబడీ కెన్ స్టాప్ దెమ్ వెన్ డెత్ కమ్స్ వీ ఆల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వీ కెనాట్ స్టాప్ అవర్ డెత్ వీ కెనాట్ సే వెయిట్ వెయిట్ గివ్ మీ వన్ మోర్ సెకండ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు లివ్ ఫర్ సమ్ మోర్ టైమ్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ దట్ యు నో దేర్ వాజ్ వన్ రిచ్ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ ఇండియా హీ వెంట్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ ది డాక్టర్స్ ఐ విల్ పే యూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ సో మచ్ మనీ I have some more, few more desires to get completed in this lifetime. Please extend my life by 4 months. And the doctor said, no, we cannot. We are powerless. So who is powerful? The Yamadutas are powerful. Doctor cannot stop the Yamadutas. Wait, I have given treatment, I have given medicine. Please wait. Extend time for another 4 months. Not possible. Yamadutas will take the soul out. So, not even 4 minutes, not even 4 seconds or milliseconds, one can extend one's life. The time is up, they are taken away. We are all there. So, the word pratyuditaha means, for first time, for once, the Yamadutas faced an objection. They were doing their duty, and they thought, what are we doing? We are just doing our duty, our responsibility. Like if a police sees a thief and police is arresting the thief, somebody comes and objects, no, don't arrest this thief. Is it all right? It's not all right. It was a very peculiar situation which they had never faced before in their service. Pratyuditaha means they were objected, they were stopped. Hey, stop. Don't arrest this man. Not only objected. And they had a big discussion with a lot of argument, logic and reasoning. And the Yamadutas were defeated both physically and also by logic and argument. Prabhupada explains in the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, devotees are like Vishnudutas. Why like Vishnudutas? They are also Vishnudutas. Devotees also are expert in logic and argument of the religious principles about dharma. All devotees are supposed to be, or they are expert. They can discuss with anybody who comes across and discuss what is dharma, what is adharma, what is karma, akarma, vikarma, what is to be punished, what is not to be punished. Devotees are expert and Vishnudutas were very expert. And these Yamadutas, the policemen of Yamalok, they were thinking, we know all the rules and regulations of the law and order. We are following the book. This is the law, this is the order, and we are here to implement this law and order. We'll catch hold of the sinners and we'll punish, we'll arrest, we'll drag them to our jail and then their special cell, we'll punish. Pratyuditaha, suddenly Vishnudutas come and stop them. No. So, that's why he says, the servants of Yamaraj are so powerful that they can never be hindered anywhere. But this time, they were baffled and disappointed in their attempt to take away a man they considered sinful. Probably this was the only time that, or maybe other times are there in the scriptures, but this was one of the that rare occasions that Yamadutas' work was objected and they were stopped. Therefore, they immediately returned to Yamaraj and described to him everything that had happened. So they could not do anything And then when Ajamila understood what is wrong and what is right, during the discussions of Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, there was a discussion, there was an argument, there was a debate, logic and everything. The Yamadutas were defeated, and this sinful soul Ajamila was observing, and he was listening to the both arguments. What Yamadutas are saying, what Vishnudutas are saying, what Yamadutas are saying, what Vishnudutas are saying. And point by point, whatever point was brought up in the debate by the Yamadutas, the Vishnudutas said, no, your understanding is wrong. So what was the difference between the presentation of Yamadutas and the presentation of the Vishnudutas? What is the difference? They were also talking about dharma only. It was dharma versus dharma only, the discussion. It is not like a discussion or debate between dharma and adharma. What was the debate? Dharma and dharma also. So where is the difference of opinion? What dharma the Yamadutas were talking and what dharma Vishnudutas were talking? The dharma the Yamadutas were talking was within this material world. The dharma under the three modes of material nature, they were discussing. They were not knowing that there is a higher religious principle, a dharma, a higher religious principle beyond the three modes of material nature. This they were not aware. They were thinking we are doing the right thing, catching a sinful person who has done mistake and punishing him. What is wrong with that? But that is under the three modes of material nature. But beyond the three modes of material nature, there are higher religious principles which are not from this material world, which are from beyond the material world. And that's what Vishnudutas explained. No, this man, Ajamila, has chanted the holy name, Narayana. By chanting the holy name, he has absolved all his sins. All his sins have been burned away. Like, you know, the forest fire burns away the entire forest. His sins are no more present. Therefore, he is not punishable. Leave him. He is under our department. So this we must understand. As devotees, when we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when we chant the holy names under the direction of spiritual master, we are immediately transported to the other world. Means the rules of this material world are not applicable to us. The rules of the spiritual world are applicable to us. By chanting the holy names, all our sins are removed. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean we don't follow the traffic rule. Or we don't follow the local law and order of the policeman. Oh, yeah, well, now we are devotees, we don't have to follow this. That is not the purport of this story. The purport of this story is that as we are living in this material world, as we are following the law and order, rules and regulations, the legalities of this material world, simultaneously, when we chant the holy names of Krishna and engage in the devotional service of the Lord, we are being protected by the higher laws. In this world, we are protected, and we are also protected in the next world. Not only in this life we are happy, next life also we are happy. Your beautiful temple, I think you are all nice, loving, advanced devotees of the holy names. And I see lot of quotations, you know, written and pasted on the walls here. And all those quotations are not to do about any other philosophy or anything. But it is all అబౌట్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్స్. శిష్యి పంచతత్వకి, యు సీ ఎవ్రీవేర్, ఐ డోంట్ నో హూ హాస్ రిటన్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ హ్యాండ్ రైటింగ్, యు నో దేర్ ఆల్సో వెరీ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్. హూస్ హ్యాండ్ రైటింగ్ ఇస్ దట్? హరే కృష్ణ. హూ దిస్? పూజారి ఆర్ హరి బోల్? బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ ది హౌస్ ఆఫ్ అనదర్ పూజారి, భరత్ ప్రభు. ఐ ఆమ్ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ప్లేస్. హీస్ ఆల్సో పూజారి. దిస్ ఈస్ అనదర్ పూజారి. యువర్ పూజారీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్. అండ్ ఐఎమ్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ పూజారి భరత్ ప్రభు అండ్ ఫ్యామిలీ. ఓ సో క్లీన్, ఎక్సలెంట్. ఐ మీన్ ఐఎమ్ స్కేర్డ్ టు టచ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఆర్ వాక్ దేర్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ very very clean that I may, you know, make it dirty like this. So it made us very humble and happy to stay there. It's very nice. You see, somebody has written such nice quotations. Actually, for today's class, if you just read all these quotations, I can complete my class. Just go and read these quotations one by one, and such wonderful quotations. And we are very happy to be here. What vibrations about the holy name. All glorifications. Garuda Purana is quoted. Srimad Bhagavatam is quoted. Then Harinama Chintamani is also quoted. Harinama Chintamani is written by Bhaktivinod Thakur. And there also it is a debate or discussion between two Mahatmas. Who is that? Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya. They are discussing about the holy name. It's a very, very big story. I mean, big discussion about the holy names. And there, in fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the position like a student. Haridas Thakur is taking the position of a teacher. Like a student, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking questions about the holy name. And like a guru, Haridas Thakur is answering, but he is telling, I am your servant, I am just an instrument in your hand, I am a puppet, I don't know anything about all this, but for a higher purpose, O Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you are asking all these questions, and you are making my tongue speak. Actually, I am not speaking, you are making my tongue vibrate, and I am revealing to you these glories of the holy name. You are making me speak. I don't know anything. I'm not expert in this field. Like this, very humbly, it's a very nice discussion. And see there, so nicely he says, there is no higher piety than the holy names. There is no tapasya, there is no gyan, gnana, dana, tapasya, anything you take, there is nothing higher than the holy name. If you chant the holy names, all your search comes to an end. You have come to the perfection of life, the highest. There is nothing more beyond the holy name. That is the end. No more search. Even Prabhupada, like Prabhupada wanted us, you know, as preachers to do Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, all these courses, to become expert in philosophy and talk nicely, to debate, to discuss. That is one part of it. But somebody is not so much into, you know, philosophy and discussion, argument, logic and debate to convert people or bring people into our movement. There may be some simple people, simple devotees. They can just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and get similar results. Where necessary, we need experts to convince people, because there are some people who, because of the outside knowledge and education and university education, they are totally corrupted in the mind and intelligence. To debate and convince them to join our movement, we need this philosophy and logic and other things. Otherwise, to maintain and go back home, back to Godhead, to maintain our devotional life, and even without speaking a word, just by chanting the holy names, we can bring so many people. In fact, the holy name is what which is working, not the philosophy or anything. Like they explain, the acharyas explain, bhakti is independent. Karma and jnana are dependent on bhakti, not the other way. Like in Bhagavad Gita, we have 18 chapters. The first 6 chapters are Karma Yoga, the last 6 chapters are Jnana Yoga, and the middle 6 chapters are Bhakti Yoga. So, is the Bhakti Yoga dependent on Karma and Jnana? No. Bhakti Yoga is supremely independent, and Karma and Jnana get some strength from Bhakti actually. So, similarly, if we don't know how to argue, if you don't know how to do debate or logic, or we are not Bhakti Shastri, we are not Bhakti Vaibhav and Bhakti Vedanta, some scholarly people, everybody cannot be Brahminical class. There are Varnashrama Dharma, there are 4 Varnas and Ashramas, 4 Ashramas. So, we don't have to worry. We can be a Shudra and chant Hare Krishna without doing a Bhakti Shastri. If we are Brahminical, like, you know, we are studious, we can sit and learn the scriptures, it's nice, but everybody cannot do that. So, but all the 4 Varnas, all the 4 Ashramas have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is an amazing story. Ajamila story. Have you read this book, Second Chance, separately printed? Do you distribute these books here? Who is a book distributor expert here? Hare Krishna Mataji. Do you distribute this book specifically, Second Chance? Do you distribute?
We don't have it.
You don't have it anymore? Oh. Still BBD is printing. In India we have this book in India. In India, distributors are distributing the Second Chance. I'm not sure. Okay. And the previous verse we are supposed to read because we cannot skip. I'll just read the translation of the previous verse, which has no purport. Shri Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, having thus perfectly judged the principles of devotional service with reasoning and arguments, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu released the Brahmana Ajamila from the bondage of the Yamadutas and saved him from imminent death. My dear Maharaja Parikshit, O subduer of all enemies, after the servants of Yamaraja had been answered by the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, they went to Yamaraj and explained to him everything that had happened." So, that's very nice. Our time is 8:45. We can maybe take some questions and for discussion, so we have some few minutes so we can end on time. Is that okay? But we can have some discussion. Yeah. Any comments or questions, then we can spend some time on that. Yes, Prabhu.
I will have one question. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I will have a question regarding to the story of Ajamil. Because I'm in confusion a little bit, because my intelligence is saying to me, like, you have to stick to the process, you have to chant, you have to be in devotional service for all of your life. But my mind is telling me, don't worry, you done something for Krishna. When Yamadutas will come, the Vishnadutas will be there. There will be a nice discussion between them. You will watch, and Krishna will take care of you. But it's not the right way to think about this. How to understand story the properly? Should I be all the time like scared of Yamadutas? But can you explain me what is happening in my mind?
It's a very wonderful question.
Hare Krishna.
You chant every day?
Yeah, I chant.
How many malas you are chanting? How many mala you chant?
16 rounds. 16 rounds
you are chanting. Actually, this question is a question of an advanced devotee. I'm not talking about those pure devotees like Haridas Thakur or, you know, Srila Prabhupada and great acharyas. But when we start devotional service, we advance as we progress. We are not there, but at the same time, we are not there where we were before. we have come some distance. As we travel, like I am traveling from Budapest to Ljubljana. As I am traveling, I am somewhere in between. There is a border between Hungary and Slovenia. There is one border. The police came and asked us, show us your passport like this. So we have traveled some distance. Similarly, you have traveled a lot in devotional service. So this question comes to the mind. Your question itself shows that you are quite advanced. You have advanced, that's why you are able to ask this question. Congratulations to you. Not everybody gets this doubt and not everybody can ask this kind of question. You are advanced. You have come. Wait, I'm telling, like, advanced means not like that perfect, but this doubt is coming means welcome to the club of a little bit advanced devotees. That means, is it okay to stop? I have done enough, or should I continue? This dilemma, this reflection is a very good sign. It's a very, very good sign. I am happy for you. So, it's not like, I'll chant one time Krishna and then I'll go to sleep. Not like that. You are chanting 16 malas every day and you are thinking, like, you know, what to do next. Ajamila's story, I'll bring back to the story of Ajamila. Ajamila was reflecting. When he heard the discussion between Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, he was reflecting. Oh, God, I have done so much sins. I have to be punished. How much sin I have done. He was not thinking, oh, okay, now I just chant Hare Krishna. No. He was thinking, he just saw what he has done before. So, when we advanced on this path, say this is a 100 kilometers journey, say we have come about 50 kilometers already, another 50 kilometers to go, it doesn't mean, oh, I am done. I am okay. No, we are on the path. But we should always look at what we were before and what we are today. Like Ajamila, he was telling how sinful life I was living. I was, you know, having this sexual intercourse with a prostitute who was a drunkard. I was from the Brahminical culture. I fell down and I had such abominable sinful life. So every moment he was worried, I should not get back to that life. Now I have come into this life under the shelter and protection of this holy name, Guru, Panchatattva, Prabhupada, Shastra, Scriptures, Bhagavatam. Now I am in a very protected and good environment. Compared to what I was before, what I am today, still a long way to go, but at least I have come away from that dirty life. Is it not true? A very, very long way to go. But at least, have we come a long way from that what we were before? We were meat eaters, we were intoxicants, we were having illicit sex, we were gambling, we were living a dirty life. From that life, we have come very far. Still a long way to go to the back home, back to Godhead. But we have come a long way. This is one reflection. Also, Jivan Muktas, people who are chanting Hare Krishna are considered as Jivan Mukta. Means they may be living in the material world, but still they are in the spiritual world. Like this temple is a very, very special place. Somebody passed away from here. This is a very special place. They can go back home, back to Godhead. Somebody passes away in Kirtan. And devotees who have practiced this devotional service, wherever they, that is also in the glories of the holy name it is written. Whether they die of accident, whether they die of a snake bite, anything happens in any way, whichever way dies, externally it may look like, oh, this is the death like a sinful man. Sinful men die horribly like that. But a devotee dies, a horrible death also, there is no problem. They are protected by the holy name. There are so many examples. Anyway, to answer your question, that's a good reflection you are having. So, stay in devotional service and continue your chanting. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
you are going in the right direction. Any other question? Yes, Mataji.
If we think that we have so much other duties, so we don't read enough or do enough more service in the temple, what can we do so this is not happening to us?
Can you please repeat?
If we have a lot of duties, if we see it like this, so we don't read enough, we don't read every day.
Like reading?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada's books, for example.
Okay.
Or do some services in the temple. Like it seems to us that we don't have enough time to do this. What can we?
Good reflection. Means, at least you are thinking, oh, I wanted to read, but I have other duties. Oh, I wish I read like this. Is another good sign, good reflection. Congratulations. But important thing is, we have to prioritize. Each person is different. I don't know your situation. This Prabhu's situation is different from your situation. Your situation is different from her situation. And different from his situation. So, different people are in a different situation. Like, there is a mother with healthy children and there is a mother with sick children. Maybe an autism child. Mother has an autism. You know autism? Some mental imbalance child. Or some sick child. Another mother has a healthy child. Or there is one Prabhu who has a good job, good house, good income. He is in a better position. But there is another Prabhu struggling, no Lakshmi, very difficult. He has to earn money. So his situation is different, right? Different people have different situations. So every day they have to adjust their devotional services. And they have to prioritize. That means, for example, you have to take care of your health. You have to take care of your earnings. You have to take care of your house. You have to take care of your children. And also at the same time, you have to do this devotional service. So when you prioritize things, what is to be done first and what is to be done later, and then you distribute your time accordingly, then you will find some time. So what is to be done first? Usually, like many people say, you do early morning chanting. That is the best time. But you know, suppose some mother has delivered a baby recently. She is a nursing mother. And the baby is awake all night. Crying. And the mother cannot sleep also. The baby also, she has to serve, right? The baby, the mother. So full night, she loses sleep. So morning, like 4 a.m., the baby goes to sleep. And mother is tired, mother also goes to sleep. You cannot say, I will go to Mangalarti now. You got my point? The mother who has a baby and full night she has served the baby, early morning the baby goes to sleep, the mother also has to sleep. So she should not be confused like, oh Krishna, I am missing Mangalarti. What is this baby? Is a burden. Whole night his baby is crying. I wish I went to temple, attended Mangalarti. No, don't think like that. Krishna has sent you a nice soul. So that service to the baby is a priority for that mother. Other women can attend Mangalarti, but that particular mother is in a different situation. So she serve the baby properly first and wait for 6 months, 1 year or 2 years for the baby to grow and a little bit adjustment happens and the baby sleeping in the night and waking up in the daytime. Then the mother can come to temple and do some service. Similarly, read books, everything. So depending on your situation, you have to make some minor adjustments. Don't be guilty conscious. Don't be guilty, oh, I'm not doing enough or anything. When you are not guilty, you do more happily. It's good to reflect, oh, I'm not reading enough. That is good to reflect. But don't worry so much. Don't be guilty. Krishna consciousness is very, very clear consciousness. It's a good consciousness. Holy name is protecting. So sometimes you chant. And some people love to chant more than read books like Haridas Thakur, 192 malas he was chanting every day. We are not imitating him, but different people have different tastes. Some people like to just to sweep and mop, because there are four varnas. The Shudra Varna, they don't like to sit and read Prabhupada books. And nothing wrong with that. They like to work in the agriculture field, or they like to, you know, mop. You give them a mop and a bucket, pail of water, they say, they scrub, 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 one more time, scrub, no problem. Sit and read books, they hold the Bhagavatam, they sleep. It's okay, no problem. It's okay. So our movement is to develop Brahminical qualities, but at the same time, everybody cannot come to the level of that. Not worry. No need to worry. We qualify. We are on the same ship. Even if cannot read like a Brahmana 3 hours, just to please Guru and Krishna's instruction, read a little bit as much as you can. That is all right. Read as much as you can. Don't worry so much. You be happy what you are doing. You like other service more, like making garlands, cleaning, anything, because we have to see which varna you are suitable. Usually when they do astrological check, at the time of birth they can see this person is a Shudra quality, or this person is a Brahmana quality or Vaishya quality. And all the varnas can dovetail their inclinations into devotional service. Everybody cannot read 3 hours a day Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Some people, I can spend whole day in the library. But if you ask me to sweep and mop, for me difficult. I may be, you know, to be along with the devotees, and it is a special time. We are having a Mandira Marjana, maybe before Rathayatra. All devotees are given some service. So that time maybe a little bit token of cleaning I may do. But if you give me every day cleaning, no. But if you give me every day, read from Shastra, speak from Shastra, spend time on Shastra, I can do a little bit. But this also, I am not Brahminical so much. I also don't read so much like a Brahminical person can read. I am more of a Kshatriya quality. So, but I am better than a Shudra, so I read a bit. But if they ask me, you know, to go and do fundraising or go out and do book distribution, I can negotiate. I have certain other skills. I like that than sitting and reading. So for me, sitting and reading is like, I score. Say, when you go to school, you have subject. When you went to school, you have science, mathematics, English, like this. Do you have? Correct. Some subjects you can score more than the other subjects. Correct? Yeah. So, book reading, if you can score 5 out of 10, okay. Fundraising, I mean book distribution, you score 9 out of 10, good. So he may score chanting 10 out of 10. Maybe he's every day chanting 64 malas. But everybody cannot chant. So as long as you don't compare and think I'm doing less, no need to think like that. Just tell your mind, I'm fine, I'm doing well, this is good enough, I'm happy. So do this devotional service without any pressure. No pressure here. We have come here because outside world there is so much pressure. And we come here, and even in temple and devotional service there is so much pressure. Then we are not doing things in the right way. So when we come here, we should do things stress free, no stress. We must do devotional service with a happy mind, happily and jolly. So what you do it happily. But your reflection that, you know, I'm not reading enough, that's a very good reflection. You are very advanced devotee. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Bol. What if devotees do duties for another varna, not their own? What then happens? If Shudra, for example, does something that Kshatriya should be doing, when that goes on for a longer period of time?
I didn't get you, Mataji.
Yeah, so if someone, for example, is a Shudra, uh-huh, and they are doing something that is actually Kshatriyan in nature, uh-huh, for a longer period of time, what is happening then? Is that okay? Can they, with devotional service, actually, you know, do better? I don't know.
Okay. After some time, what happens is, like we are talking about this level of advancement, they are asking these questions. When you advance further and further, there what happens is the spiritual master's order is the norm. You don't care what is your ashram. If the spiritual master says, do this, we do this. Spiritual master knows I am more Shudra quality or Brahmanical quality. What is my quality, the spiritual master knows. So sometimes when our movement started, in times of emergencies, the spiritual master, like Prabhupada, ordered devotees to do all kinds of things. Now we are more established, we are more organized, we have everything, this fabulous thing. That time we didn't have this luxury, it was emergency. So the spiritual master order becomes more than this Varnashrama thing. So if spiritual master says, he knows you are Shudra quality, but if he says, do everyday arati because there is nobody to do altar work, do Brahminical work, so then it becomes a transcendental level of further advancement where the spiritual master, guru's order becomes the highest. You cannot argue with the guru, I am not Brahminical quality Gurudev, I don't want to do arati, actually I don't like this. No, first do it. As you keep doing, when spiritual master finds somebody better, he will adjust it. But in the times of emergency, it is okay to do. And as you are doing, sometimes you may even become a brahmana. As you keep getting taste, you may start liking it. And then what happens is, devotional service, like, it is beyond this mundane, just varna and ashrama, it is beyond, much more. So it's okay to do. Like, even though you are Shudra quality, you don't like, but because you like to follow the guru order, you love to do it. So even if it is not so tasteful for you, but because guru, you want to please guru, that becomes the higher norm, and then you do it. One best example to answer her question is, Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India. He went to Srirangam temple. And in Srirangam temple, all the other devotees were looking at a brahmana and laughing at him. He was also a brahmana. But everybody is a brahmana, but at the same time, some people don't know to read, some people don't know to like to read and all that. Like, we are all devotees means beyond brahmana. It is beyond the varnas. So this brahmana, he doesn't know to read and write. But he was holding Bhagavad Gita and reading. And everybody was laughing. He doesn't know to read and write. He's an illiterate. And he's reading Bhagavad Gita. How is it possible? So all the devotees were laughing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. I said, why he is reading Bhagavad Gita? He went and asked, dear sir, you are an illiterate? Yes, I don't know to read and write. But how is that you are holding Bhagavad Gita and crying and reading every day? He said, my spiritual master asked me to read Bhagavad Gita every day. And it is good for me. So I am trying to read. But actually I am illiterate, I don't know how to read. He was holding Bhagavad Gita instead of straight, like this reverse. The letters were, and then, you know, he is reading. Actually he is not reading, but he is reading. He is just turning the pages. But he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, how come you are shedding tears? How you are crying so much? You don't know to read. He said, you know, whenever I hold Bhagavad Gita, I remember Krishna and Arjuna, how the Supreme Lord Krishna, he became an ordinary driver of his devotee, chariot driver, Partha Sarathi. When I remember how compassionate is the Lord, that he go out and to help and deliver his bhakta, he is such a bhakta vatsala, he become his servant. God becomes servant of his bhakta. Parthasarathi, Krishna became servant of Arjuna driving his chariot, like a car driver, chauffeur. When I think of that, about the Supreme Lord's compassion, I shed tears, I cry. So he didn't know to read and write, but he wanted to please the spiritual master. Okay? So it's always like, you need a little bit of balance. So if you are continuously doing, but you can always discuss with the guru. He can always adjust your services or your temple president or your counselors. It's good to share. You don't have to, you know, suffer or get suffocated or get stressed out. You don't have to stress. We have come into such a nice organization, beautiful, loving organization, caring organization. We can always discuss and adjust our services. Not an issue. And this is such a beautiful, very nice, loving devotees. I came here, I feel the pulse, it's very nice. I feel so happy. Devotees always caring, I'm coming all the way. They're writing, have you reached this place? Have you found the temple that Abhinandan Nithai Prabhu, somebody was messaging to me. And yesterday I came to the shop. The devotee is so sweet. Who is sitting in the shop? My god brother. What is his name? He was trying to set my Wi-Fi and coming and showing. And that another Mataji, I don't know her name, she gave us prasadam. We said we are hungry. We missed. Govinda's closed by 7 p.m. And she went down and heated some barley and vegetable khichdi. And she some bread she brought us and served. And we feel so happy. This temple is a very loving and caring temple. And there are some happy devotees. There will be some small problems everywhere. But overall, I congratulate you. This is a very healthy place to be in. I would love to be in this temple. Very, very nice devotees. At least my first impression is very good. Internally there will be, when we are doing some services, there will be some small minor things, but that is okay. But overall, very healthy temple and very healthy devotees, very nice devotees. Please adjust, like, you know, 3 months. If you are not liking the some service, you can always discuss and change. But don't stress. That's what is important. Hare Krishna. We have overshot the time by 8 minutes. We can stop here. If we want, discuss maybe after prasadam. And we are also on a sightseeing tour. First time you have come here. Just help us where we should go. We can go and see something nice about Ljubljana and Lake Bled and Postogno Cave or something. We are here until Sunday we are here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nithai Gaura Premanande.